Talk a little bit about, you know, the beginning. Like, you grew up in Houston, right?
Actually, in Beaumont. It's about 90 miles from Houston, straight towards Louisiana. Uh-huh. Yeah, I grew up, didn't leave Beaumont until finished high school, did one semester of college, and then I went to Chicago. Uh-huh. To find out what that was like. But there's real good music around Beaumont. In fact, I didn't realize how good it was until I left, because, you know, you just figure that the music you're hearing, everybody else is hearing. But there were a lot of bands that were just around that area, and a lot of little record companies that really didn't have much distribution outside of Texas and Louisiana. You know, Beaumont was only about a 45-minute drive to Louisiana, so we got all that stuff, too. Right. We got... you know, we got Cajun music, Mexican music, jazz and blues, and country and western, right. All that stuff, you know. And you really had to be able to play all of it. If you were going to play in nightclubs, there'd be people that wanted to hear everything. So you just, in the old days, you couldn't decide, I'm going to have a jazz band or a blues band. You really just had to be able to play a little bit of everything.
Right.
Keep from getting killed, you know, or just keep your job. And that was... really good for coming up, you know, having to learn to play all those things. In fact, it made it hard for me when I didn't make it. People always wanted to put you into one category. What is it that you do? And I'd never had that problem before of having to decide what it was I did. You know, I just thought, well, I'm just a guitar player. I do everything. And
right.
Blues was always what I seemed to like the most. But I really enjoyed playing all the different kinds of stuff, and once you make it, though, people definitely want to have a category they can put you in. They don't really want you playing right. all that stuff. It's too confusing for them.
Yeah, I know, it's just one problem. But one thing that's really cool about what you're saying is, like, you know, you'll do a tune like Walking Slowly, you know, or some other things that are really like those Texas, almost like Patsy Cline kind of things, you know, with this real sweet vocals and, you know, those real nice love songs and all. And that stuff's the greatest. That stuff is so good, and it's so good to hear it.
I still love playing that stuff. When I go back to Texas, I'll always go out and find a bar to go to and sit in and play some of that stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess people in shows don't care about it, hearing it so much, because I guess mostly dance music, really. You know, that's you know, where we were always playing it was clubs, and you gotta play the slow songs for people to dance to, and it just doesn't quite get the same feeling across when you're playing for 5 or 10,000 people that just happen to sit there, you know,
yeah.
Just sit there in their seats, and they don't know what that stuff is. But I still love playing it. I've got to throw in some of that stuff.
Well, also, I think when you get them rocking and rolling like you do, you know, that once you get them going, yes. You can't, like, back off on them, you know.
It is kind of hard.
You got to keep going. So if you open with Rock Me Baby, you know, you can't play Walking Slowly as your second song.
You can, but it is a little rough. It is a little rough. I'll try to throw them in, but it is hard.
Yeah. So I read way back that the first thing you played, well, you said, just said before you played piano, but you played ukulele too, right?
Yeah, and well, the first thing I played was clarinet when I was, I guess, 4 or 5 years old. I was playing clarinet because my father listened to the big band music, and he played sax and played banjo, and I'd hear stuff like by Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman, and I played clarinet to try to play that kind of stuff, and I had braces when I was, I guess, in the first or second grade, and they they made me stop playing clarinet because it was making my overbite worse. I said that I would have a real bad overbite if I didn't quit. So really that was traumatic. I hated to stop playing clarinet, but then I started playing ukulele because that was just what was laying around the house, and, yeah. And my father could play play a little on the uke, so it's the first, like, you know, the first four strings of a guitar. So I played uke until my hands got big enough, until I was 10 or 11. Yeah. My hands got large enough to play guitar.
Yeah. Where'd you get your first guitar?
I think the first one was one that was just laying around the house, that I think my grandfather had an old classical guitar, and I think there was an old Stella too, about a $2 or $3 Stella.
Right.
And I messed around on those, and the first real guitar that I ever got was a Gibson ES-125. Mm-hmm. It's one of those one pickup, no cutaway, arch top guitars.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had that one for a couple of years. I really loved that guitar. I went from that one to a Fender Stratocaster, a white Stratocaster that I had to order, and it took over a year to get it in Beaumont, and it was one of the many times that I've gotten Fenders, and I had the guitar for 6 months, and I just never could play it right.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
I must have been about, probably 12, maybe, yeah, I must have been about 12 years old. About 56, something like that.
The Stratocaster was a new guitar then.
Oh, yeah.
It was 2 years.
Yeah, it hadn't been out long at all. I'd have loved to see and have that Strat that I had, because it was really a great guitar. I just never could play it quite right. And after that, I got Les Paul Customs. Mm-hmm. I had one of the black ones, and I had a white SG style, but they still called it Les Paul when I got it. Both of them were three pickup guitars, but I ordered both of them with two pickups because the middle pickup just seemed to get in my way.
Yeah, it's hard to pick with a pickup hand.
Especially with a thumb pick, I can't play over a pickup. That's one of the things that bothered me about Stratocasters, was having to play over that middle pickup.
Yeah. Where'd the thumb pick come from? Like, what does that?
I started out liking to play Chet Atkins and Merle Travis and that kind of finger picking style where you play lead with your fingers and play the rhythm with your thumb. And thumb pick was just the only way really to do that. Well, I've seen some people now that can play that stuff holding the flat pick and playing with their other fingers, but a thumb pick was a lot easier. And there was a guy named Luther Nally that I think now he's playing with the Sons of the Pioneers. And, he was real good at playing that style. He sold me that first Gibson and gave me a few lessons that Chet Atkins style stuff when I first started playing. And he used a thumb pick, and I'm sure that was another reason. It seemed like a lot of the blues guys used thumb picks and would do the same thing. Would kind of keep rhythm going with a thumb and be able to play with their fingers too. For a long time though, I thought I'd made a mistake, and I would try to learn how to play with a flat pick. You know, it just seemed like you'd be able to play faster and have more control, but it just never felt right to me. So I never did it very long. You know, I just pick one up, and it just never did feel quite right. So I'm still using the thumb pick.
Yeah. Well, it never sounded like you were having a big problem with the thumb pick to me. It sounded like you're getting your things out. Stuff was coming out.
I really kind of wish that I'd learned how to play with no pick at all. You know, guys can just pick up a guitar and just play with just a bare thumb. That really would have been great.
But like it's hard to Collins.
Yeah, that was just a great sound. Nothing at all. There's guys that can get a real clear sound, but it always kind of sounded fuzzy. I never could get that real clear sound. I guess you got to play with your fingernails sometimes too to do that. But, you know, I just started using the thumb pick. It's too late to change.